Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
It's Mike Elam sitting in for Annie Fry today. Annie is off and Wiggins is off. So no Wiggins America. You know, Drew, I should have had you do a Drew America.
Are you on tomorrow?
No, I'm not on tomorrow. Jeez. I don't know who's doing the show tomorrow.
Might be Ryan Recker.
It's that holiday week thing, man. You know, you never really know what's going on. You turn on the radio, could be anybody who's on the air today. So we got a best of Mark Reardon after us today.
Yeah.
So what are they going to do with the other 2 hours? Just kidding.
Yeah,
sorry.
We'll see.
Best of. That was a shot. Thanks for being here.
Hopefully he's not listening.
Yeah. He hasn't had me on the round table in like 2 months. So I don't care if he's listening or not. What the heck? Like, come on. Did I make Fred mad?
Maybe.
What is going on? Anyway, so we get Steve Ellman coming up a little bit later on. We're going to talk to him. We've got a lot of stuff that we've been working in today. We kicked off the show with Mike Kehoe. So as Scott Fawn said, that's kind of like having the dessert before the entree. And I said, you know, when you're a guy like me, you always like to make sure there's room for dessert. So you start with that. Scott Fawn joins us after that. So power-packed hour, last hour. And I've talked about when we first started off, I know Annie's show does a lot of national politics traditionally. So when I come on, a lot of times I like to try to do some things that are a little more state and a little more local and talk about what's going on locally. So from a local angle, and by the way, Scooter wants to make sure that Mark Carter joins us on a regular basis. So we'll see if we can work that out. But I want to welcome St. Louis County Councilman Mark Carter to the show. How are you, sir?
Hey, Mike. Great to be on with you. And Scooter, checks in the mail.
There you go. It just takes an invitation from Annie. That's all it takes. And
that's
then
right.
Then you could be on the show all the time. And she never seems to invite me. So I'm just saying, that's kind of how
it
works out.
You're only on when she doesn't,
it's pretty much it.
Takes off, you know.
Yeah,
so.
She's like, I'm here, I really don't need you around. Thanks,
right.
Thanks for playing, though. You know what's very funny, though? So the Annie Fry Show has a fantastic interactive audience. So the fannies, as they call themselves, right? Who, if you go on the YouTube Live, you can see everybody interacting with each other. What I really enjoy about this audience in particular, they will have conversations going on with each other along the comments that sometimes have absolutely nothing to do with what's going on in the radio. The conversation that Annie and Wiggins and Brad are having, this group will just go back and forth with each other, and it may have absolutely nothing to do. So there's a show within a show. If you go on and start, is this the Facebook one or is this a YouTube one that I'm looking at?
So we're on YouTube, X, and then Facebook as well.
So the comments that I'm looking at right now, where are those? Are those YouTube
mostly
or are those
YouTube?
Mostly YouTube.
Yep.
All right. So, the comments are a little slow today. I agree, George. So, but it is the last Monday of, you know, in a holiday week. I get it. So people may have, even the fannies may have taken that day off.
And we're on 97.1's YouTube. So if you guys are trying to find it, go to 97.1.
Oh, so yeah. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, this isn't Annie's regular. I didn't have her login. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So that explains. It's a little bit different, but there's a whole other conversation that's going on over here. And it's just kind of fun to watch some of the comments from time to time because you're like, what the hell sparked that? And you're like, oh, somebody else said something like a page and a half up that I missed. So there's a whole conversation that goes on.
Is anyone selling a washer and dryer and a couch?
It's welcome to Tradio. Give
That's
us a
right.
call. Let us know what you want to sell for the holidays.
What color am I?
That's right. And what's a phone number that somebody can reach you if they want to buy that stackable
That's
washer and dryer for their
right.
dorm
room? That doesn't work. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's for parts. Selling it for parts.
That's very funny. Well, one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you that we talked about at the top of last hour was there seems to be something going on in St. Louis County all the time that is making the news. And So your new council, your first meeting with the new council is when?
It'll be, actually be our first meeting of the year will be January 7th.
January 7th?
At 6:30.
So at 6:30?
6:30 in the evening.
Okay. Yes. So you've got a council now. So there's seven members who were on the council.
Right.
Do you pick a new chairman at that meeting?
Yes, we do. And vice chair.
Okay. So you'll have a new chair and vice chair.
Right.
Or do you normally flip your chair every year?
We have an election every year. Sometimes they stay the same. Sometimes it changes.
Okay.
And so, but every January we will take nominations for a chair and vice chair. I've been vice chair on two different occasions in the last 9 years. Others have been chair. Some have not. And so it all depends on what people are interested in doing that next year. It's a lot of work being a chair, especially if you want to make a difference in St. Louis County. We've had chairs in the past that, you know, just showed up and did their own thing.
Right.
But if you really want to make a difference, it takes a lot of work and extra meetings and staying in, you know, in the mix of all the politics going on in St. Louis County.
So there's seven members, four Democrat, three Republican.
Correct.
And I assume it's pretty hard, if you're a Republican, to get to be chair.
It's easier recently because of the way we put together our bipartisan coalitions. And so a lot of our votes are not down party lines. And we've had different people on both sides, both Democrat and Republican, that have been aligned with other people on the council, depending on the issue. For the most part, most of our issues are unanimous. You know, the workings, keeping the lights on and the cars moving and things like that. Those things are pretty much unanimous. It's when we get into issues dealing with our budget, spending, pushing back on Sam Page, dealing with corruption and other things, you know, that come up that you see in the paper every day. Yes, we're going to be a little bit on the dividing side, but it's amazing in the last couple of years that dividing there's been a dividing line, but it's not been along party lines. It's been a bipartisan coalition on many things. So I think we everybody gets to be heard, and I think we keep at least I hope we keep Sam Page a little bit off balance in how we deal with things. And we've got a lot of problems, and we've got to deal with them, and we're going to have to deal with them this year especially. We've been kicking the can down the road, so to speak, with our budget, and we are still way in the red, and we've got some major expenses coming up, and we're still going to be in the red. So we've got to do some major cuts this year, more so than what we did this past month when we're trying to put together our budget going forward.
So the way the incoming council kind of lines up, it seems to be kind of 6-1 against Sam Page.
Yes.
Is kind of how I've seen things going.
Yes.
And it seems like even the courts are against Sam Page lately.
Right.
On everything that's been going on. So let's start with the Wesley Bell, him getting elected to Congress. He's leaving on the 3rd.
Correct.
So that'll be his last day. There has been a fight where Sam Page puts up his own person to fill that slot for prosecutor. And the governor said, nope, that's mine. Or rather, the attorney general said it's the governor's to put that in there.
Correct.
So the governor has put forth the name of a lady who's been in the office for 20 years. And from what I understand, when he put her name forward, I heard there were actual applause in the prosecuting attorney's office for her to get that job.
Yeah, I heard that, too. And that's Melissa Smith, and she's been a prosecutor in our sex crimes unit. Her and her sister both used to work together in the prosecuting attorney's office, and her sister went on to private practice, and Melissa stayed. But she's got a lot of experience and has kind of come up through the ranks in that department, and will be a huge asset for that department going forward. Court Van Ostrom was Page's a pick for this, and a week or so ago we had a open meeting where we actually interviewed them in public and asked both candidates a lot of questions about their experience and their goals and what they're going to do in the department if they were picked and so on. In the meantime, you know, the governor has been in court. It's now going to go to appeal. It's going to go to appeals court. I don't think the appeals court's going to hear it in time. And I think eventually, I'm no lawyer, but I play one on TV. but I think eventually, I think a lot of the courts may drop this whole issue moving forward and see that the governor is the one that needs to pick the prosecutor going forward.
So hopefully that will get settled either the end of this week or by the time you have your first meeting next
week.
So what are the other big issues that the council is going to have to deal with right away?
Well, the big thing is putting together this the repercussions of an imbalanced budget. We've got a, as we were talking before, about the collective bargaining unit for our police just came due, and they've been negotiating it for over a year. We finally signed it. It's going to cost us somewhere in the neighborhood of $15 to $20 million over the next three years.
Wow.
And we don't have that money, so we're going to tap into the RAMS money to pay for some of that going forward. We've got another project coming up with the Page administration put together a survey and a consultant to tell us that we don't pay enough in our county government. And so if we are to adopt this new right sizing of our pay, that's going to cost us probably about $10 million in the future. And every month that we don't adopt it, we're actually saving $1 million in projections. So we're going to be working hard on that to make sure we do that right going forward this year and decide if that's the right size of government. And that's what the whole issue is about. Is St. Louis County government the right size for the taxpayers of the county for what we have to do and what they're willing to pay for? And so we're also going to probably be moving the discussion to the revenue side of the balance sheet. We've got to look at other things. We've done fee increases. We've changed where we can. We've cut and refinanced some of our debt, but we're still not there. And the big thing is the revenue. And this is probably the same for St. Charles, is that for a long time, especially since COVID, so many people are shopping online.
Yes.
And so all that money, and I keep telling people that all your Christmas gifts that you bought online this year, the sales tax that we would normally have gotten that if they would have bought that in a bricks and mortar store, that 1% sales tax is gone, is not being charged. And so the state gets their piece, but St. Louis County and the municipalities, many of them in St. Louis County and probably in St. Charles, are not getting that either. And so that's leading to this flattening of our revenue over the last probably 5-8 years. And COVID really hit us hard when it came to that because people weren't shopping bricks and mortar stores.
Right.
They were going online. They were buying, you know, everything from tires to toothpaste.
They were coming to St. Charles.
And they were coming to St. Charles and spending their money over there. I mean, we lost half of our sales tax that first month of COVID because of all those factors. And people weren't buying things either. So we heavily depend on sales tax in St. Louis County to run our government. And not as much on property tax, but it is a contributor as well.
We are very similar in that. St. Charles County, our charter was written based off of yours. So what St. Louis County became a charter county, what, in the late 40s, early 50s, mm-hmm. somewhere in there? We didn't become one until 1993, passed in 92. So we were county commissioners until then, where you had the three commissioners, one was presiding. So we didn't go to this form of government until 93. Mm-hmm. So it's been different for us. And that online purchasing is a topic of discussion that's going on in our county right now, because when you buy online in St. Charles County, that money is use tax money. Mm-hmm. When the our legislature, in their infinite wisdom, didn't pass an internet sales tax. They passed a internet use tax.
Right.
And in St. Charles County, going back a number of years ago, use tax money is all earmarked for parks in St. Charles County. Mm-hmm. So our parks department keeps getting more and more and more money every year, which is great. We've got some fantastic parks and people love our parks. But the same issue that you're running into, when you start talking about right-sizing your government.
Right.
And it's a unique balance that you have to do as a local government, because you want to provide the services to people that they expect. I mean, you need to keep everybody safe. You need to keep the roads in good condition. There are things like that that you just have to do.
Right.
Unfortunately, other municipalities for us, and I don't know how it is for you, but other municipalities kind of use our people as they let them come in, learn in St. Charles County, and then they go hire them to go work for St. Charles or St. Peter's or O'Fallon or Wentzville, wherever.
Right.
And they pay them more than what we can pay. So we end up competing with our own people in the county for the same employees.
Right. And that's the same thing in St. Louis County. We've got county employees that have been there for, you know, 5-6 years. And because we have not kept up with the pay structure, because we've been in a deficit situation, the municipalities, the bigger places out there that you hear of every day, they can hire away a truck driver. They can hire away a yep. policeman. They can hire away a clerk. And especially if they have a big skills or an engineer or they deal with, you know, public works or highways, those are jobs are in high demand right now. So the big thing is that we unfortunately steal from each other because of that. And the employers know that. And St. Charles has stolen a lot of our police over the years. Now I'm hoping that this new collective bargaining agreement we have will probably slow that down, but there will be a big difference between St. Louis County and St. Louis City in this new pay matrix.
Okay.
So what does that mean is that, well, the people that are maybe just starting out in the city of St. Louis in their career might think, I can start a better career a little bit higher in St. Louis County. Now, if you're a 20-year veteran in the city of St. Louis, maybe you're not going to jump ship for a little bit more pay because you're getting close to your pension down the city. But if you're just starting out, you may go, hey, I'm hired on at this. I can start. I haven't lost very much. I can start on in St. Louis County and move over laterally and maybe even better.
There you go. Talking with Mark Carter, who's St. Louis County Council District 7 out in that Chesterfield, Baldwin, really nice area out there with
God's
the
country.
With the ritzy folks. So we appreciate you coming in, actually in studio, and spending some time with us today. What's the other big thing? We've only got about 3 minutes left here. What's the other big thing that you guys are going to have to work on as you go into the new year in 25? Is crime figure into where you guys are? I know that's a big issue in the city, and that tends to bleed into you guys, I would assume, more than anybody else.
We always have that on the radar. We've got to make sure we have a police department that is right-sized as well. I've been a big advocate for getting many of our uniformed officers out of offices and out behind desk and get them out in the street supervising or being detectives or whatever. And the police department has finally, I think, decided that, yeah, maybe that's the way to go. We got to have more officers on the street. We're always in a hiring situation. Years ago, before I got on the council, for every job opening in the police department, there was usually 10 or 20 applicants. Now it's 20 or so openings for one applicant.
Mm.
And so we've got to make sure we are hiring the best people, hiring the best officers, training the best people. We've done a good job of getting our 911 center up and running and highly staffed. We were behind close to what the city was, and that the city situation was embarrassing when you call and you can't get your phone call answered. So now we're in a better situation. Our calls are answered within about 10 seconds of when they used to be. And that's because of manpower, and we got to have people answering the phones and doing the right thing. So we're always looking for people. If you're interested in a great career, you can be a patrolman or you can fly helicopters. We got the whole gamut in St. Louis County.
We got a little bit of everything because you're facing a little bit of everything.
Right.
It's amazing of how some of these crime rings are just rolling through the area. I heard a story the other day. A lady had her car. She was at a park, and she locked up her car, and she went for a walk around the park. And when she came back, she found that her car got broken into. They broke the window out, which is unusual. Normally, there's flipping door handles. They broke a window out, got in, and stole some stuff out of her car. And when they actually dusted the prints, they found that it connected to a string of thieves, of thefts that have happened all across the country. And it's this gang that is a rolling gang, and they just pull off into these areas right off the highway like that. And they'll go in and do quick smash and grabs, grab what they can, and then head on down the road.
You're right.
And they just keep rolling down.
And many of these car thefts in the area have been because they're crimes of opportunity.
Right.
People leave their keys in the car. They leave their whole life on the front seat of their car, laptops, cell phones, wallets, and they make it easy on the thieves out there. And they're looking for those type of things. And we've had a lot of car thefts, but it seems to be on the downward trend, at least in St. Louis County. And people, I think, are finally waking up to the fact they need to lock their car or put it in the garage or not be a target for these different roving groups and others out there.
Do you have big plans for New Year's?
Oh, we're gonna probably turn in about 10 o'clock.
There you go.
You know, we'll have some shrimp and maybe a little champagne and, you know.
I figured you'd be going down to Ballpark Village and partying it up at Live, you know?
Those days are long gone.
You just strike me as that house music kind of guy that you'd be out there thumping with it,
yeah,
just tearing it up on the dance floor.
Yeah. That's how you break a hip.
Well, that is Mark Carter, St. Louis County Council. I appreciate you coming in today, man.
No, thank you for having me.
I wish you the very best in the new year, and good luck at that first meeting on the 7th. I know that's always a tricky one.
Everybody needs to pay attention to local government.
There you go. We are going to talk to another local government guy going a little bit west, and Steve Ellman is joining us on the other side. It's Mike Elam sitting in for Annie Fry today on 97.1 FM Talk.